Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Larissa Lodge Nursing Home's manager gives assurances that concerns raised in a recent HICWA report are being actively addressed. Stephen Taubes says within a year it will be a centre of excellence. Letterkenny University Hospital has the highest number of COVID-19 patients in the country. We'll hear from the general manager, Sean Murphy. We'll also hear from Deputy Padraig McLaughlin. The Education Minister says there is no intention of extending the school break at Christmas. And also in this bulletin, Donegal GP and former Minister James McDade on how positive vaccines are going to be vital. And later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Kenny Harkin. That's coming up at around 5:15. All that to come, but first this evening, it's been confirmed that work on the construction of a wind farm at Mean Bog outside Ballybuffet has been suspended, and a cross-border multi-agency group has been established to coordinate the response to the pollution of the Mournbeg River following a bog slide. The group includes representatives from the Lochs Agency, Northern Ireland Environment Agency, National Parks and Wildlife Service, the Environmental Protection Agency, Donegal County Council and Derry City and Strabane District Council. Donegal County Council has confirmed the wind farm developer has suspended all works at the site, with the exception of those relating to mitigating the impact of the bog slide and reducing the risk of further slides. The group will reconvene on Thursday to review the situation and further coordinate the response. In the meantime, the cross-border Derglane Road and Corgary Road, which links the N15 and Castledurg Ahiarn, has been closed as a precaution until further notice. There have been 549 new cases of COVID-19 in Northern Ireland over the course of the past 24 hours. An additional 9 coronavirus deaths have also been revealed. 2 of those deaths were outside the 24-hour period. It brings the death toll north of the border to 878, with 47,711 cases confirmed since the start of the pandemic. The general manager of Larissa Lodge Nursing Home has given assurances that concerns raised in a recent HICWA report are being actively addressed. A total of 15 issues of non-compliance were identified at the Letterkenny Nursing Home during an inspection in August. The unannounced HICWA inspection was carried out at the centre in response to a number of concerns received by the chief inspector during and following a COVID-19 outbreak there in April, during which 4 residents died. General Manager Stephen Taubes says every effort is being made to ensure that issues are being tackled, and he believes another report due to be published shortly will reflect that.
The main area that we needed to concentrate on was getting our staff on the ground, getting our staff trained up to best practice. And, you know, we've come from non-compliance, as you can see, more or less nearly all registry is non-compliance. But we've gone from there to, you know, as HICWA, the new HICWA report that's hopefully going to be published in the next couple of days, will say the nursing home has turned around to more or less compliant. They have my personal assurance, and I'm here in the nursing home, and if they have my personal assurance that won't happen again. Look, nobody's perfect, you know, but I can guarantee you by this time next year, we'll have it as a centre of excellence. Everything changes by the week. There's new regulatory requirements coming out week to week. You have to update the staff. In fairness to the staff, they're great when it comes to training. And you'll see it in the second report, we had to get a number of HSC land training stuff done. We done a competition that there was a voucher one who got the training done first. And we got 92% across the board. And the next, from a training point of view, where we went from, as you can see in that report, 90%, we've gone to 92.7% in terms of, you know, the staff training and stuff like that. So I think, you know what, it's day to day, and in fairness to the staff that we have in the nursing home here, they're first class.
Letterkenny University Hospital now has the highest number of COVID-19 patients in the country. The latest figures from the HSC showed 41 patients with the virus being treated on site at the hospital. Last night, Seilte said the outbreak control team is continuing to respond to the outbreak with testing and contact tracing of both staff and patients being carried out. Some elective procedures have been cancelled over the next fortnight. The general manager, Sean Murphy, says some outpatient appointments have also been cancelled, but he says it's hoped as many appointments as possible can go ahead. He says staffing is now a major issue.
One one of the big challenges we have at the moment is that a number of our staff are either off work because they're waiting results and we have concerns about them, or they've been identified as COVID positive, or they have been in close contact with a COVID positive person. So therefore we're having to look at some of our outpatient clinics because we may not have the full staff and complement to be able to run the clinics at full capacity.
Well, Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says SAOFA must intervene and provide additional staff as a matter of urgency.
I'm very concerned that some staff have been asked to continue working while there is a very strong suspicion that they would actually be positive with COVID, and a number of staff have actually contacted our own party and public representatives and other people in journalism to convey their concerns. So I am very concerned about all of this.
So are you convinced that the virus outbreak is being managed efficiently at the hospital?
I believe that the hospital has been struggling to deal with this. I believe that they're asking more of the frontline hospital staff than would be expected in other health settings across the state. I think it's absolutely urgent now that the SAOFA Hospital Group intervenes.
And that was Deputy Padraig McLaughlin there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. The Education Minister says there is no intention of extending the school break at Christmas. Labour has suggested the term could end on December 18th rather than the 22nd due to the stress and anxiety that staff and students have experienced in recent months. However, Norma Foley has told an Oireachtas committee she doesn't want pupils to miss out on any more class time.
It is not our intention at this stage at all to extend the Christmas break by and large because I'm very mindful of the importance of children being in school, and indeed that's actually something that we have articulated every step of the way, and that's why we have worked so hard even in the midst of a level 5 to ensure that the schools are open.
Well, a Donegal GP and former government minister believes that we are still in March in terms of tackling COVID-19, and he says it's clear lockdown isn't working. Letterkenny-based GP Dr. James McDade is one of a number of health professionals who are calling for an end to the lockdown model. The newly formed group, COVID Recovery, a scientific approach, includes 67 doctors and 100 scientists. They're questioning daily health advice from NPHET, and they're demanding an urgent meeting with government. Dr. McDade says, however, that indications of positive vaccine trials are very significant.
The government has always been relying on the vaccine report, and part of the strategy was really to wait for a vaccine to come along, and a vaccine. I hope that this vaccine is as good as they're making out to be. I certainly do hope, particularly for the elderly, and particularly so that we can apply ourselves to actually looking to send so much of this money that we have given to HSE that can be given to the people who are most in need, the elderly people and nursing homes. We can protect those.
The upcoming Christmas shopping season will be make or break for many businesses, according to Retail Ireland. The business group is calling on the government to unwind retail restrictions ahead of Level 5 measures expiring on December 1st. It's warning a 3-week festive shopping window will lead to significant challenges. Retail Ireland's director Arnold Dillon says many businesses are already worried about how to manage big crowds in 2 weeks' time.
It's make or break time for a lot of Irish retailers who are still struggling to make up for significant financial losses that they incurred earlier in the year. They're concerned about managing social distancing in stores, managing queues, and also about managing stock. And what retailers are looking for now is an early unwinding of some of those restrictions so we can spread that trading window for a longer period in advance of Christmas.
An economic report, meanwhile, has found proposed tax changes will have a devastating impact on retail and tourism sectors in Donegal. The current retail exports scheme allows non-EU tourists claim VAT refunds on Irish craft and gift products purchased in Ireland. However, the government's Brexit Omnibus Bill 2020 proposes to exclude all purchases under €175. That means retailers who don't sell high-value goods will be exempt. Economist Jim Power says that will have serious implications for Donegal.
The problem is that under the retail export scheme, last year there was around just over 100 million of expenditure relating to this scheme, and 44 million of that were for transactions under €175. And in numerical terms, that's about 85% of the total. So what that would mean, in my view, is that for that 44 million in expenditure, and in the case of Donegal, around 750,000 was spent on this scheme for transactions under €175, the price would effectively go up by 23%, and in my view would do serious damage to the expenditure by non-EU tourists, particularly up the Western Seaboard from Cork to Donegal, where US tourists are very, very important.
And indeed, these sectors in particular have already been severely impacted with the COVID-19 outbreak.
They have indeed. And even if there is a vaccine in 2021, I think 2021 will still turn out to be a very challenging year for international travel and tourism and the associated retail activity. So the timing of this change could not be worse. And I certainly believe that politicians in all of the counties that will be most affected by this should really try and get changes made, because in my view, there is no logic in increasing the threshold from 0 to 175.
And that was economist Jim Power speaking there to Michaela Clark. The government will take no action against Supreme Court Judge Seamus Wolfe over his attendance at the Gulfgate dinner. But the row has now moved to centre around his appointment and whether a proper process was followed by the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee. Correspondent Sean Defoe has more.
The government's going to take no impeachment action against Seamus Wolfe, and while some opposition parties are mulling it, there's not much appetite for those proceedings. Instead, the political attention has moved to the appropriateness of Justice Wolfe's appointment in the first place. The opposition wants to know why Seamus Wolfe's name was put forward when other judges were interested in the job. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, one of those calling for Helen McEntee to come before the Dáil.
It is the government who decides who the appointee is. And something happened in this process that requires answers.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin has been refusing to get involved in the issue.
There's a clear process for the appointment of a judge by the government set out in the Constitution and in law. And the process has been fully complied with in this case.
Helen McEntee is before an Oireachtas committee this evening on a separate issue, but the government is resisting calls for her to address the Dáil, saying it would be in breach of the separation of powers to discuss why one person was picked over another in a judicial appointments matter.
Paramilitary activity remains a reality of Northern Ireland life, according to Independent Reporting Commission. Its third report says there are still too many communities and many individuals and families who remain under the coercive control of paramilitary groups. On a positive note, it also found the restoration of the Stormont Executive provides a major opportunity to reset in terms of ending paramilitarism. The report's been welcomed by the Justice and Foreign Affairs Ministers. Gardaí are renewing their appeal for information on an attempted robbery at the post office in Clonmany. It happened last Wednesday, shortly after 5 o'clock. A man entered the post office, produced a weapon and demanded money, but left empty-handed in a white Ford Fiesta van. CCTV footage shows he travelled in the direction of Ballyliffin, but turned and then travelled back in the direction of Buncrana. Sergeant Paul Wallace has this appeal.
But basically his description was that he was wearing a black beanie-style cap. He had a face mask, as everybody has, which makes identification that was more difficult. A dark blue jacket and dark coloured trousers. He didn't get anything, thankfully, and the protocol was put into place. He left in a white Ford Fiesta van. So that's the description we have, that it was a white Ford Fiesta van. I know there's similar vans like Transit Connects and Couriers, but it would seem to be maybe quite old. Anybody who was in that area in Clonmany, Wednesday the 11th, so it should be over a week ago, in the vicinity of the post office in Clonmany. And Clonmany's a quiet village, and you know, somebody may have noticed this car hanging around, or the guy with the cap. It's nothing new to see somebody with a mask. We would like to thank people who have provided dash cam footage so far of the vicinity in the area, but anything that, no matter small, doesn't matter what it is, Greg, it's like everything is part of the jigsaw. Buncrana on 932 0540, that's Buncrana on 932 0540, or 1-800-666-111, which is the confidential line.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michaelmore for Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
17 minutes past five, and we say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Callum O'Dowda is the latest doubt for the Republic of Ireland's Nation League game with Bulgaria. The Bristol City player is nursing a dead leg. Stephen Kenny is already without 13 players for tomorrow night's match due to injury, suspension and COVID-19. Bulgaria, they've also been hit hard by coronavirus, with captain Vasil Bozikov among the latest three players to be ruled out. Conor Hourihan hopes Ireland can end their goalless run tomorrow night.
When you don't score too many and you concede a couple, you're onto a recipe for disaster, really. So, you know, we need to score a few goals, that's for sure. We need to be more, you know, probably advanced in our play and forward-thinking our play. I think we've created chances. There's no doubt about that. We're just unfortunate not to take a couple. I know I was guilty of one against Slovakia myself, or I should have scored, and that might have got the ball rolling. But, listen, hopefully things will change for us. Hopefully it will be Wednesday night. Hopefully we'll score a few goals and, like I keep saying, get that result that we're all craving for.
And well, tonight's Nations League meeting of Switzerland and Ukraine, that has been cancelled. Lucerne authorities have instructed the entire Ukraine party to isolate after three positive COVID cases. UEFA will make a decision on the result of the game in due course. Elsewhere in soccer, Northern Ireland boss Ian Barraclough doesn't expect his senior players to retire from international duty. Captain Steve Davis will be 36 in January, while defender Johnny Evans, he turns 33 next year. Barraclough says his squad are already looking towards the 2022 World Cup. Meanwhile, the Northern Ireland captain Davis has left the squad for personal reasons. It means the record cap holder will miss tomorrow night's Nations League game with Romania. Northern Ireland must win the match to have any chance of avoiding relegation. In horse riding, Rathmullen's Conor Orr had a winner in Limerick today. He was on board the Gordon Elliott trained 11-10 on favourite Givray in the Adair Manor Opportunity Maiden Hurdle today at 12:55. In Gaelic games, Davy Fitzgerald is to stay on as manager of the Wexford Senior Hurlers for another year. Fitzgerald guided the Model County to the Leinster title in 2019, but they were knocked out of the championship by his native Clare last weekend after an earlier loss to Galway. Fitzgerald has said he feels sorry for Gerlach Nan, the man who led Clare to an All-Ireland titles in 1995 and 1997. He was scathing of Fitzgerald's Wexford after their championship exit, but speaking to South East Radio, Fitzgerald says he has sympathy for Loughnane, who he claims is out of touch with modern hurling.
I don't actually hate Joe Loughnane, I just feel sorry for him, the way he is, because every single week he's having a cut at someone, Ellen, and it'll be me today, and trust me, it'll be someone else again in a few weeks. Just look at the way he writes, and you'd have to feel sorry for him. I can actually remember him having a right go at Wexford, if I'm right, in 96 or 97. I don't know if you remember that, but he wasn't too complimentary to Wexford, as far as I remember back then either.
In Aussie rules, Leash native Zach Tuohy has signed a contract extension with the AFL's Geelong Cats. The news comes after the 30-year-old became the second Irish player to reach 200 AFL appearances after Dubliner Jim Steins. Tuohy joined Geelong in 2017 from Carlton and has played 85 times for the club. In rugby, James Ryan says it's a huge honour to captain Ireland. The Leinster Lock will lead the side out for Saturday's Autumn Nations Cup game with England at Twickenham. The 24-year-old took on the mantle when Jonathan Sexton was taken off injured in the win over Wales. Finally, for this evening in snooker, Mark Allen is in first round action at the Northern Ireland Open tonight. He's taken on Anthony Hamilton. The tournament's actually taking place in Milton Keynes for safety reasons. Fergal O'Brien, he's in action at the moment. He's facing Anthony Hugel. Hugel has won the first frame in the best of seven match. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after the 8:30 news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Kenny. Donegal County Council has committed to assessing reports of safety issues on the main Letterkenny to Remelton Road. The concerns stem from residents living in Lochnagin Heights. They're said to be finding it difficult to access the main road because of the speed at which some motorists are travelling. The limit on the stretch has been 60 kilometres an hour, but was increased to 80 in recent times. Local councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says while reviews of speed limits by the TII is necessary, the council must implement some interim measures.
That road, as far as I know, used to be 60 kilometres per hour. That was increased in the last review to 80. That's not something that the council have control of, but there's a very real danger there for people going out from Letterkenny, exiting from the state, and then coming from the Melton side and having to turn across that road. And traffic is very, very fast on it. There's a very definite problem, and the residents are very keen that we get it addressed. So I think at a bare minimum, we need to erect plenty of signage and at least warn motorists about it. And as well, I would ask the council engineers to look at it and try and see what other safety measures can be put in place there.
Obviously, you mentioned that it's not in the council's brief in terms of speed limits, but, you know, in terms of that, is it something the residents want to see it maybe reduced down again to 60? I know it's a matter maybe for the TAI.
Yeah, exactly. It would be a good idea, I think, to reduce it back down to 60, but that's something that would have to be done as part of a review, and the TAI, as you rightly point out, would have to do it. But, and that's probably some time away, but I don't think we can wait for that. We need to do what we can in the meantime to make it more safe.
Councillor Jimmy Cavanagh there. A leading health expert is cautioning against making any COVID-19 vaccines mandatory in Ireland. It's after the British Health Secretary refused to rule out the possibility of making it compulsory for people to be vaccinated in the UK. US firm Moderna says its jab may be almost 95% effective against the illness. Professor of Health Systems at DCU, Anthony Staines, however, says requiring people to be vaccinated could provoke those who have concerns.
But there is a small cohort of anti-vaccine people in our society. I think they're wrong in their beliefs. They would use this as a reason to go on the warpath.
Twitter says it's flagged 300,000 tweets to try to fight misinformation around the US presidential election. Boss Jack Dorsey and Facebook's founder are being questioned by American senators today about their practices. President Donald Trump's posts are among those to be signposted for falsely claiming the vote was rigged. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg clashed with a close ally of Mr. Trump and the committee's chair on another occasion.
Mr. Zuckerberg, do you believe your product can be addictive?
Senator, we certainly do not design the product in that way. We design the product to be as useful and meaningful as possible.
That's not my question.
And the weather forecast. Outbreaks of rain and drizzle will continue tonight, with rain turning heavier and more persistent, particularly in the western part of the region. It'll be generally mild, becoming cooler toward dawn, with temperatures dropping back to between 8 and 11 degrees Celsius. South to southwest winds, fresh to strong and gusty for a time, moderating and veering westerly toward dawn. Rain quickly moving eastward through tomorrow morning, clearing to brighter conditions, with showers moving in from the west. Some showers heavy at times, with a chance of hail. It'll be breezy tomorrow, with fresh to strong and gusty southwesterly winds. Highest temperatures 7 to 9 degrees Celsius. Looking at the main stories in brief, it's been confirmed that work on the construction of a wind farm at Mean Bog outside Ballybofey has been suspended, and a cross-border multi-agency group has been established to coordinate the response to the pollution of the Mournbeg River following a bog slide. There have been 549 new cases of COVID-19 in Northern Ireland in the past 24 hours. An additional 9 coronavirus deaths reported. 2 of them occurred outside the 24-hour period. The general manager of Larissa Lodge Nursing Home in Letterkenny has given assurances that concerns raised in a recent HICWA report are being actively addressed. A total of 15 issues of non-compliance were identified. And Letterkenny University Hospital has the highest number of COVID-19 patients in the country, particular concerns being expressed about staffing. We're back with news headlines at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 17th of November. The death has taken place of Millie McLaughlin, 47, Castle Park, Buncrana. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral will be strictly private to immediate family only, please. The death has taken place of Seamus Dorian, Ross House, Ross na Cill, Fanad. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there at 11:30 on Thursday for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St. Columbus Church Massmount, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the palliative care team at the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please. The death has taken place of Oni McMenamin, Balnamore, Clohan. His remains are reposing at the home of his niece, Breed, and Eddie McKelvey, Balnamore. Removal from there tomorrow at 5:30 to arrive in St. Columbkill's Church, Fintown, for 6:00 to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Thursday at 11 with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please. The death has taken place of William Gillespie, formerly of Liscooley Villas, Killigordon. Due to government and HSE regulations, wake, funeral and interment are private to family members. Funeral service in Donoghmore Parish Church at 1 o'clock on Thursday, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard in the family plot. The death has taken place of Owen Ward, 282 Lisnefin Park, Strabann, formerly of Dunamana. Removal from Quigley's funeral home tomorrow at 12:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Angel Wishes, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, melmountparish.com/webtv.html. The death has taken place of Mary McDevitt, Carland, Kerrykeel. Funeral leaving her home at 11:20 tomorrow, travelling to Kerrykeel Main Street to St Columba's Church Massmount, Fannad, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the palliative care team, Donegal Hospice or Fannad Day Centre, care of any family member or McIlwee Funeral Directors. Due to current government and HSE restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family only, please. The death has taken place of Ellen Gallagher, née Donaghy, 6 Seacoast Park, Port Stewart. Requiem Mass will take place in St Patrick's Church, Cloddy, tomorrow morning at 11, with interment in the adjoining cemetery. Due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, the Mass and committal are strictly private to family only, please, with number restrictions applying. Funeral Mass will be streamed live from mcnmedia.tv/Derry/St Patrick's Church, Cloddy. The death has taken place of Breege Ward, née White, 282 Lisnefin Park, Strabann. Funeral leaving Quigley's funeral home tomorrow at 12:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Angel Wishes, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, melmountparish.com/webtv.html. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Irvine, née Canavan, late of Coram Square, Strabann. Removal from Quigley's funeral home this evening at 5:40 to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabann. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11, followed by interment in Strabann Cemetery. In accordance with current restrictions, the funeral will be private to family only, please. Funeral Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam at mcnmedia.tv/camera/Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabann. And the death has taken place of Willie Patterson, Auchnagaddy, Remelton. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Mary's Church, Remelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family and close friends. Rosary tonight at 9. Funeral Mass and Rosary can be viewed on churchservices.tv/St Mary's Church, Remelton.